Richard Duffy, thanks for joining us on Morelands Radio. It's a big game for Congleton Town tomorrow. You've got AFC Wolverhines away in the Haizou FA Vars. What's your thoughts ahead of the game?
So, yeah, looking forward to it. Had a good week's training, and yeah, we're looking back to the form we showed before Christmas with two decent performances leading up to the game Saturday. So yeah, looking forward to it.
What have you made of Wolverhines' season? Because they're in the Midlands Football League and they're about level as to where your lads are in their league table. So it's going to be a really tight afternoon on the pitch.
Yeah, if you look at their division, it's quite tight. Probably similar to ours as well. So with a couple of wins, I think both teams could progress up the table. So as you say, it's probably an even game, and they'll fancy themselves being at home for sure. Yeah.
Victory will see your lads make history. You'll make the quarter final for the first time in the club's history. You must be hoping in the back of your mind that you can do that and create a bit of history for the club.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, our season so far has been okay. We in the cups we've done really well, and in the league we're just about hanging in there. But yeah, as you say, we've gone as far as any other team through the history of Congleton has so far in the Vars. And can we go one step further and get to the quarterfinals? And then once you get there, then I think it's anyone's to go on and win it.
How much do you look at the history of the club and what you could potentially create, or do you try and get the players to put it to the back of their minds?
No, I think every little era has got their own history, and every level of the team that have come before us have played at different levels, so it is hard to compare. But listen, history is history, and can we go one step further? You said the lads are looking forward to it, and we got to dare to dream, because I'm one of them where, why shouldn't you speak about getting where you can to? Because it don't come around that often. So when you put yourself in a position where with a really good performance, can we get a win? And then as I just said, who knows how far you can go?
How far you could go is the question, and the final is at Wembley. And I guess anyone involved in football will not be thinking about that. But how much does that play into the players' minds as we get closer and closer to that potential date at Wembley?
Oh, no doubt it will do, yeah. I mean, you can say all you want as a manager and whatever, oh, don't think about it, this, that and other, but let's be honest, we're all human, we all look forward to big occasions, and that would be one. As I say, we got a tough game on Saturday, and we're looking forward to that. Can we perform, and can we get back to what we were pre-Christmas? And yeah, I haven't got a problem with the result. Then if we put on a show, then to the best of our ability, then sometimes it comes down to little minutes of can we put the ball in the back of the net? Can something drop to us in the box? And let's hope that luck's on our side in the game as well.
You've had quite a lot of fixtures over the last few weeks since we last spoke before the Pinchbeck game, and you've only picked up one win. Do you think the amount of games that you lads have had has been a contributing factor to the form slightly dipping?
No, I don't. I think we're more than capable to deal with what's thrown at us. I think we just since the break of the frozen weather we had, and we had some waterlogged games called off, and it sort of hit us back, and we didn't pick up any momentum. We didn't train for a while, obviously we didn't play for a while, and then that becomes a little bit of a problem, and we didn't hit the ground running once we got back into it, and we paid the price for it. So I said the last two games the last game and a half, we've looked more back to what we're all about, and let's hope we can put a performance in for 90 minutes on Saturday.
And you've got a coach full of supporters heading down to Wolverhines tomorrow, so they can really be the 12th man and push your lads over the line, can't they?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We our support all season has been fantastic, and as you say, we've taken a bus all the supporters away, and no doubt people driving down themselves as well who can't get on the bus. So yeah, we're looking forward to the away support, because it does give you that little edge as well.